I don't want to do a podcast no other way than this from now on. When I started with Love & Hip Hop, I remember having that call that my attorney saying, yeah, there's no money in the budget for you. I'm like, what?
Oh, shit. What you mean?
I'm like, what you mean? How we negotiated and get all the way here, you mean there's no money for me?
How many times you done went broke through this journey?
Okay, so
since you done had your number one hit record, how many times has you done broke and been like, man, hold up, wait a minute?
It's don't get caught up in trying to shine like the big dog.
Ooh. I got back to Nap. Every car here was like this.
The nigga security something was like, yo, Cat want to see you. Cat, he like Cat will. So I want to see what Cat wanted. He confronted me about it like, look, nigga. Nigga, my name all I got. No, where you at with Diddy right now?
Question like Jock, where you stay? Tell a college ball, where the chop call? Heat 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. Just about a zone, J's on my feet. I'm on that Patron, so get like me. 69 Cutlass with the bucket seats. Beat in my trunk, bought it just for the freaks. Catch me in the hood, posted at the store. Pistol in my lap on the phone, counting dough. If your girl chew, let her do a thing. Chill like a mama, nice and nice. Brain. Everybody love me, I'm so fly. Niggas throw the deuces every time I ride by. I know you wonder why I'm so cool. Don't ask me, just do what you do. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Verse number two, do the damn thing.
Hey, man, another episode of Moguls in the Making. We got a real special guest in the building. It's Nap. It's All-Star Weekend. We turned all the way up, even though the weather ugly. Hey, man, we turned up in here, man. We got a real special guest. T, man, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Poppy Maul.
Man, you
pause.
Know how we get down. Hold up.
Pause. I said it. Earl. I said it. Earl. I said it. I caught you
I'm
now.
I'm not stopping nobody off.
All right.
Besides my wife. She right over there.
All right.
She's smiling. Yep, okay.
All right.
Ain't popping nothing else off but that.
Oh,
you hear me?
Shit.
Listen here.
What we got, T?
So who we, hey, we got a very, very special guest, and I appreciate him even coming through all this motherfucking snow.
What?
All that shit, man. Hey, we got motherfucking dude Jock in the motherfucking building.
Jock in the motherfucking building, the Grammy Award winning grip maker.
Award winning. Hold
goddamn
up,
producer. Goddamn
done.
Motherfucking actor.
Dude
and it's
hey, Grammy nominated.
You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Love and Hip Hop.
Oh shit, damn, Mister. Hold on.
Hold up. That's Mr. Motherfucking Love and Hip Hop. Got them since 2014.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Motherfucking Radio Station. God damn it. 8 years in the goddamn row.
Hey man, they saying that he the voice of the of Atlanta. He one of the voices of Atlanta.
Most definitely.
For sure,
is.
Man. Putting
hey,
on
man,
for
we
the city, bro.
You for coming out to us.
Appreciate
though.
You know what I'm saying, sure. Rocking out All Star Weekend. Man, let's get it, dog.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? We live.
Thank y'all for having me, man. Thank y'all for having me. It's loud here, but we're gonna make it work. You know what I'm saying? The accommodations are nice. This is the best way. I don't want to do a podcast no other way than this from now on.
hey, Jock, look, one thing, man, shit, you had a Vlad interview.
Okay.
About a week ago.
Uh-huh.
He was like, hey, y'all do the best introductions for me.
Oh.
And I felt offended. Now I ain't even have you on the pod yet.
Yeah.
I say, hold on. He do the best introductions. I'm like, hold on, nah. Because he didn't even introduce you right.
He did.
I mean, he introduced you, don't get me wrong, but he introduced you right. So,
definitely.
We got to be up there, goddammit.
Well, the way y'all just introduced me, I'm glad I ain't getting none of
the... You ain't get all the bells and shit, you know what I'm saying?
By the way, he used to hate on that bipper, he used to hate on that, but all the motherfucking viewers and stuff, they was like, hey, that's
hey,
what
I used
to
hate that motherfucker.
Called.
Hey, he'll hit that bitch 7 times in a row, bro. I'm like, all right. Let's get into the pod, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. But nah, man. Hey, first and foremost, the first question I got for you, man, how you feel about this snow and shit?
I mean, it's different. It is what it is. You know, I'm pretty sure y'all wasn't expecting this when they scheduled it, you know what I'm saying? But looking at the almanac, you know, somewhere in there you're supposed to know if it snowed around this time in the last 10 to 20 years. I don't know, but it still looks good. A bunch of beautiful women in here.
Most definitely.
Some players in
the building. Yeah, Jock, that's me. Hang on, hold
players in the building.
That's me.
So, last weekend.
You bring them out.
I bring them out.
Hey.
Always.
I ain't going to speak on that right now.
He know the truth now.
So.
Shit.
Last week, it was 65 degrees on Friday. That's how nap is, though. Around this time to leave, you know what I'm saying? It get real hot, and then it'll turn back cold real quick. It'll fuck you up. But this,
it's still player though.
Yeah,
because
talk to him though, because O like to pop the show off. He like to pop the show off.
Go Jock, I pop that shit off, man. Look, Jock, talk to us as far as the viewers go. You know what I'm saying? Moguls in the making. That's our podcast. You know what I'm saying? We growing it. It's a baby right now. We got some traction. We done did some shit. But we continuing to go there, you know what I mean? That's the thing that we focused on right now is the media, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So for you, as far as what you got going on right now, talk to our viewers. What do you got going on right now? Talk to us in money. Talk to us in endorsements. Talk to us in opportunity. You know what I mean? What does that look like for you? What do you got going on right now? You know what I'm saying? Well, like, talk to us.
Well, currently, I'm in the process of growing my morning show still.
Yeah.
Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Nationally syndicated with about 22 markets.
Okay. So what that means though, one, exactly, like so, nationally syndicated, you know what I'm saying?
So Atlanta is the hub for my show, right? That's my home. And we broadcast, we syndicated in a bunch of markets. Virginia, Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi. Now we're looking at Texas.
Okay.
Louisiana. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're growing. Chicago.
Yeah. Talk to his number, right? So I want to break that down just a little bit because we like to jump off the rip. Talk to his number wise. When you first started in the radio side of stuff, podcast side of things, what did the numbers look like when you first started and what they look like now? Now, mind you, we are entrepreneurial podcast, so we like to talk in numbers.
Yeah. It was different. Because my station is a small station, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. A boutique black-owned station.
Yeah.
Very smaller signal than my competitors in my city, right?
Okay.
And so when I got on the air, people were like, what?
They didn't understand.
So I think I may have inked my deal, no cap, probably $80,000.
And that's what people don't understand.
And that was, that's play money. When we talk about morning radio.
I know.
Right,
I know,
right. Hold on, though, Jock, real quick. My bad, bro. When you say $80,000, is that for you? What does that mean? An $80,000 deal for you to do so many shows, episodes?
My contract, you know, every morning, 6 to 10.
Okay.
So, you know, it was like, that ain't enough money. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Right?
But you knew what you
for, had. For what I was having to do, you got to think. I mean, I would have to cut out my shows during the middle of the week.
Damn.
But I said, you know what? I got kids. You know, I'm looking to marry this woman that I'm moving with. You know, me and Kendra was moving quietly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to keep in mind, like, I had so much going on, bro. It was like, I'll take it. Because if nothing else, I can grow it to what I want to grow it to.
Exactly. You knew what you had.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna see what it is because I had recently done Love and Hip Hop. When I started with Love and Hip Hop, I remember having that call that my attorney saying, "Yeah, there's no money in the budget for you." I'm like, "What?
Oh shit! What you mean?"
I'm like, "What you mean? How we negotiated and get all the way here? You mean there's no money for me?" She was like, "Look, I think you could take it and make something happen if you want. If not, you can walk away from it."
Right.
I was like, man, I'm going to get in front of the TV and these people going to have to pay me.
You said I'm about to act ass?
And that's what I did.
Hey, listen, Jock, you got on that motherfucker and acted a ass.
No, my mama, you did.
But you know what, though? I am one of the homies who know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My wherewithal. I have a universal wherewithal.
You ain't getting out your body.
Yeah, I can sit here and I can look at everybody in the room and I can look just by looking at them. I can tell what people thinking. I can tell what got people's attention.
That's a virtue.
I can look at somebody, I can say, okay, she really happy to be next to him.
Right.
Even though she bad, he don't even care for her.
Right.
Like, right? And so I take
understanding action. People.
Understanding,
you know what I mean?
People. So when I'm in situations and the camera's on me, dog, it's nothing for me to sit there and you say something crazy and I'll be like.
Like, what kind of goofy ass shit you done say?
And because I know I can't look into the camera, right?
Yeah. Right.
Because if I look into the camera, it'll be like breaking the fourth wall. So if I look into the camera, that means I'm looking directly at your TV screen that you
are on. Exactly.
So instead of looking at the camera, I look past the camera. So people could feel like.
Yeah.
Like, he like, know, man, what the fuck?
And I relate like that. So I use that to make that happen. So when it came to renegotiate, it had to come right. I did the same thing with the radio. Mm. And so I had a club. So I took and paid the money they was giving me.
Yeah.
I was giving it right back to the station.
Oh, you reinvested it.
Because.
Okay.
Because I was promoting a club.
You had a whole long. So, and that's what I said when they don't understand. So my brother might hear what you say. And they say, man, what? Jock took 80 G's? But you understand it's your gift.
Exactly.
Understood your gift. That's for one.
See, I understood.
But for two.
Before you say two.
Yeah.
Forget my gift.
Okay.
I knew if my city could hear me, I can drive them to wherever.
Yeah.
So forget that 80 a year.
Yeah.
I can send them to places where I can make 80 a night.
You feel me? And Jock, that's real shit, man. I've been talking. I'm like, bro, we got to hop into the media space.
Yeah.
Because if you build a platform there, it helped everything. You know what I'm saying? Any and everything you're doing. You want to sell merch. You want to do a live show. You want to do this. You want to do that. Hey, what's the name? Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to be here. Whatever, whatever. Boom, it's that. You know what I'm saying? And you keep moving.
That's how it works.
But let me ask you this though, Jock. As far as the love and hip hop, right?
I didn't mean
for
to cut
viewers.
You off on your too, my bad.
But,
I didn't mean to cut you off on your part too. You
no, I just.
Oh damn! Yeah, you ain't even get to the part two, man.
Well just.
you feel me? It happens.
Part two was.
Oh shit!
Well, part two because I always try to talk from the entrepreneurial side of stuff because that's a lot of our audience, right? So part two was that he understood that as entrepreneurs. And he done been through a bunch of shit before this, don't get me wrong. But as entrepreneurs, y'all have to understand, stop letting these people tell y'all that it's all glitz and glamour. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you might make $80,000, but that $80,000 might be going right back into what you need to do. But you have to understand that you have to reinvest that money.
And believe in yourself.
And believe in
honestly,
it.
Believe in yourself, man.
So and if you don't got that,
you
might as well just take a hike on the entrepreneurial side. Because how many people do you know that's entrepreneurs right now? That's been entrepreneurs for 10 plus years, right? That they ain't reinvested or went broke one time.
You know what I'm saying?
I done had some ups and
downs. You know a lot of motherfuckers.
Hey, man, Jock, look, fuck it. Jock, how many times you done went broke through this journey?
Okay, so.
Since you done had your number one hit record, how many times has you done broke and been like, man, hold up, wait a minute. I'm going to figure this shit out.
Honestly, it's really no such thing as broke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you
okay.
Get
once you have a catalog of music, depending on how your deals were set up, you never broke. Because
that's an asset.
Too many forms of residual income. That I've already put
even if you
in.
Sign a 360 and all that weird shit,
it don't even matter. 360, that's just see, you can do a 360, right? And your management still may not have any of your publishing.
So, when you then tell me this,
I don't have, I never had a 360.
I'm not saying that, you sign with Bad Boy and what's the other label?
So it's me and Chino, Mastermind.
Okay, but you was with Bad Boy
then
South.
We had partnered up with Block Entertainment.
Okay.
To be furnished with Bad Boy South by way of Atlantic Records.
Records. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And y'all had some little mishaps and all that, right?
Shit happens.
But shit happened. But what I'm saying is, when all that was going on, you fresh into the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What are the type of lessons that you could tell artists today that's popping how you popping? You understand what I'm saying? That, hey, this is what's going on. When you get into the game, you might run into these type of issues.
You know what?
Boss, they gonna give you the best deal they can give you.
I would tell any artist, though, look, don't get caught up in trying to shine like the big dog.
Ooh.
Because, okay, let's say for instance, before you got on, you might see a big dog, and he got on a $300,000-$400,000 watch. So you looking at him like, damn, how he do that? Once you start getting money, you start realizing like, yo, I bought one for $100. They willing to give me $84 if I come trade it back in. So now you do that, you go do some more shows, you add to it. You bought some chains and shit, now you're gonna trade it all in and add an extra $100 to get to that $400. Like, nah, don't even do that, because it's one thing to truly be in position to where you can afford shit. Then it's another thing to be in a position where you can afford to look like you can afford it.
But this is what I'm saying though, Jock. How long did it take you to get in position where you like, nah, I got that shit?
Yeah.
I mean, yourself personally, I felt like I got that shit.
You gotta think, as soon as I got on, man, I did a pub deal. Boom. I had an artist deal. That was $1 million already.
What year was that?
That was 06.
06, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because I got to tell my story.
18 years ago.
Oh, shit.
I got to tell this story.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. For real.
I got to tell this story.
Listen. So right. 2006, going in 2005, going in 2006, you hear me?
Right.
I was an eighth grader. I tore my ACL and I broke my wrist in the same weekend.
He's hooping, by the way.
Yeah, I'm hooping, by the way.
There we go.
I played professional, played a little bit of college.
Let me hit your hookah while you're telling this story.
You want to
hit
pause. Pause, yeah.
You had to pause that shit for sure. He caught it, though.
I got it.
He caught it.
So, right. I'm hooping and shit, but I tear my ACL. I'm eighth grade. I'm like, man, my career, I'm shitty about it. Right? So, my mom over there, she took us to Atlanta because one of her best friend in life ended up moving out to Atlanta. She gets paper out there though. I'm getting my first introduction into Atlanta, right? So,
hey, John, see the setup though.
It's crazy.
He's setting that bitch up, baby.
For real, because I'm telling the real story though. I'm no bullshit.
All right.
So this is my first introduction down there. We drive down there from here to there. My little brother's with me. We in the car getting into it and shit. We get down into Atlanta. We go to the mall. We see Sierra. I said, Mama, that's Sierra. And they're like, no, it ain't. I said, I swear to God, that's Sierra. I'm about to sit up. And mind you, I'm on crutches. And I'm down here pissed off anyway in eighth grade.
Looking ugly as shit.
So I swear to God to you on my life, this is the story that I got. Because we drive off from the mall. And we looking at the car. I'm looking at the cars next to us on my life. Everybody going like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, the first one person that we saw was a white girl. Like, and where we from? Indiana.
Right.
Like, the white people fuck with us. Don't get me twisted. But like, they wasn't doing this. So I said, what the fuck are they doing? As an eighth grader, I'm thinking in my head. This.
Yeah.
So, okay, that passed. Man, we end up going to the run and shoot.
Right.
They playing the music in there. I'm like, they playing the music in the gym?
Right, right. Back then, it was different.
And they playing and shit, though, and all these motherfuckers doing like this. They was doing it wrong and shit, though. They doing like this.
Right.
Hey, oh, next shit. Thing you know,
that looked like that was shooting a bow and arrow on that bitch, huh?
Everywhere we go, everywhere we went, bro. I swear to God on my life. Motherfuckers doing it. I'm looking at the other party doing like this. And by the way, that's the only, I can't dance.
Yeah.
That's the only dance I can motherfucking do. I still do it.
Yeah, because if you can't do that, you got disabilities and some challenges.
You might be not all the way melanin.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? You can't do that, goddammit. You might, I got to question your goddamn.
You ain't really melanated.
Yeah, you ain't really melanated, goddammit, if you. You know what I'm saying? Can't do that
you got
shit.
Anti-melanated legs. Like,
so that was no my first legs. Experience. Facts. And so my mom's best friend that was down there at the time, that was she been living down there at the time, she, y'all know Jock? She said it like we was stupid, though. She like, y'all right. ain't heard this?
Right.
Like, so when we got back to Nap, we stayed down there for a week. When I got back to Nap, Eric Carr here was like this.
Hitting that motherfucker.
So I'm about to drop right in the middle of whenever I was there. That motherfucker, when I got back, I said, oh, so everybody up.
And you know something that I'm really just thinking about right now?
Left, then nobody here, wasn't nobody here doing that shit. That's like a type of, that, but that's one of them type of records, and that's one of them type of things in the culture, in the hip-hop culture, that you very rarely see.
Nah, I'm gonna say this
though.
That
shit come on tonight.
Right, go ahead.
Shit come on tonight. Oh yeah. Motherfucker gonna be here like this.
Oh yeah. Especially with the good alcohol.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? You damn near might just bust that bitch out. But look, this is what I'm saying though, Josh. Honestly, I'm thinking about it and it's hitting me right now. Even when people doing parties or events or whatever they promoting, they be like, you know what I'm saying, pull up on me, you know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Going down.
It's going down. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that shit got it. Really. I mean, you know what I mean? Well, and I was a youngin' too, but that got to be coined from you, I think.
See, it's like I coined a public phrase.
Yeah.
You got that shit like trademark?
I coined the cool phrase.
Yeah.
Because we was already saying it's going
down.
Yeah,
we was already saying that shit. That's a culture already.
Yeah.
And then you just, okay, talk to me about this though, Jock. In there in that moment, when you got that hit, talk to us about creating it. Did somebody help you write it? Did you just go in there and you was lit and you was like, you know what? Fuck it, we up. Hey man, it's going down, bro. And you just caught a vibe. Like how? Talk to us about creating a vibe.
Me and Chino got with Nitty.
Hey man, we gotta introduce bro. You keep on. Hey,
well he right there. You know this is what he do.
That's
man,
the
fam. Man, he posting. Man, he looking out. Goddamn it.
Real one.
He like, man, shit. What's going on in this motherfucker?
So you know we went in the studio that day. It was early. And Nitty was like, what you want? What kind of song? I said, I want to go to the club. He said, all right. So he just pulled the synth out and started on the synth. And then once I heard that, I was like, oh shit.
It's on.
I was like,
it was just y'all two in the studio, that's it?
It was like three or four of us maybe. And by the time he got it, he pulled me outside and said, you hear that shit?
Cause you're not really one of them dudes though that came on that was like, nah, I wasn't even into music, and then you was doing music earlier in life, and I understood that your dad he owned a hair product company, and apparently you had like a little jingle that had started early with that,
yeah,
and got on too. So you're not one of them dudes that came. You knew music from the jump.
Yeah, like this was a true passion of mine. I ain't no rapper, nigga.
Yeah.
I just say weird shit now, nigga.
Right.
Nigga, I set out in life to be a rapper. Nigga made it.
Shit.
Yeah, that's some shit I really wanted, you know what I mean?
But did you already know that early on and you was like, yo, I made that and I want to keep going with it from that point? Or was you like later on it just hit you and you was like, you know what? Let me tap back into this. I think I think I can do this shit.
No, to be honest with you, man, I knew that I had to become something. Because at an early age, I witnessed too many young cats around me going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So early on, I was watching niggas get a hold of the bad dope, and niggas was like, nigga different, nigga ain't right no more. Nigga at the playground with his shoes off, sitting in the sandbox.
Right.
Tweaking. Nigga different now.
Tweaking.
This was a nigga who was getting money and had bitches. Then you look up, you got one of the OG homies who taught you how to cook dope, taught you how to dress, taught you how to, you know, put a car together, that nigga down type shit.
That nigga.
Now that nigga walking
put them up. Ice cubes in that pipe. Now that nigga let it lock up.
Now that nigga walking up and down the street with no shoes on. Psyched out. And you're like,
it's funny, you know, but it ain't funny.
Right, but you really be like, this damn, nigga?
You be like, hold on now, I know something wrong, man. How this nigga get here?
Then you got young niggas who you like, yeah, this nigga gonna be aight. And that nigga don't be aight. If I knew early on, I had to really chase my dreams. I didn't want to be like these other niggas, bro.
Right.
But y'all, did anybody put you on along that path? Who really helped you, you know what I'm saying, get to that spot where the whole world seen you? Who helped you get there? You know what I'm saying? Where it was like, hey, these are some monumental people along my journey that, like, if it wasn't for them, or if it wasn't for that position, or if it wasn't for that connection, or just you know what I mean? How everything lined up. I don't know. Hey, I believe in me. I probably still would have got it, but hey, I can't count this person out. Like, goddamn it, they was on that journey with me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Yo, a lot of people. For my mom, rest in peace.
For sure, for sure.
My dad. My mom bought me my first beat machine. My dad was like one of the first people to buy me a composition book to write.
Damn.
You know, shit. My brother Rock. My brother Chino.
Right.
Shit.
Real one.
Right here. My girl Miss B. My ex-wife Alex. There's a lot of people along the way because all of them challenged me. All of them was like, you could do better.
What you mean? Harder.
Like, they challenged me. Those were people that was like, that's cool, but I believe you could do better. You ever seen somebody try to do something and they just okay at it?
Hell yeah.
And you okay with them just being okay at it? Like,
man, that, them the hardest. We be talking about that in business. Them the hardest motherfuckers to be around.
It is, but.
Sorry.
But it's like. It's like the young homie who he guaranteed to bring back $100 a day.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I'm not mad at 100, but I really believe he should be bringing in $500.
Five, right.
But
the 510,
can't make him do.
But he's consistent at bringing $100 a day.
Right. He's so just content like, where he at right now.
I'm cool with bro doing what he did. You know. And I wasn't that kid. They was like, nah, you not a $100 a day. And that's just my analogy.
Yeah, yeah, right, right, right.
But that's like, nah, you not a $100 a day. You like a $1,000 a day type of kid.
Hey, man, I got to say this, Jock. I got to pause you, bro. Jock said analogy I never fucking heard in my life.
What?
That aluminum foil. That aluminum foil analogy. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Say it on the podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hey, look.
I ain't heard that.
On Vlad, man, it was like, hold on. He was like, man, I ain't never heard that before. John said, I ain't never heard it before either. But that shit makes sense, don't it? And some shit like that. I said, damn. You was talking about, I forget what you was talking about.
I have to go back in here. because that's how I work.
Most definitely.
Real quick. I'm like that with ideas, too.
Yeah.
This one I want you to speak on because I feel like you've been tied in with some Naptown motherfuckers and all that. The whole Cat Williams situation, I understood how you explained how it went down and shit, but a lot of motherfuckers are getting to talking about Cat Williams, and they actually saying, like, hey, nah, hold up, bro did this, did that, like, he a real one, like, on some like some shit that ain't nobody ever heard when that shit happened. I feel like a lot of people that was coming out was, like, false, not that type of coming out, but, like,
yeah.
That was really coming out with shit to say.
That nigga crazy, ain't he? Hey, he wild.
but that was coming out with that type of shit to say. Like, yeah. It was like, hey, man, nah, look, my brother pulled up on me. Like, Boosie, for instance, he said he pulled up on him, gave him some bread. When soon as he got out of prison, for no reason, slid off, boom, he gone. He thought he was giving some weed in the bag. He gave him some money. Like, just speak on that situation because I know how it went down and shit. It ended in a good position to the point where y'all able to be, you know what I'm saying, who y'all are today.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. Girl.
Hey, man.
I really looked over that nigga looked like Mayweather.
That's crazy. Girl. Hey, his pop, probably the biggest.
A real one.
Real to ever come to
the net. For sure.
That's shout out to Big Sprad, though.
Hell yeah.
He got his free day out.
Shout out to Lil Sprad, too, though.
Shout out to Lil Sprad, too.
Hell yeah, our dog.
So, you know, it was one of them things, man. Nigga was just on the IG. I was in my hotel room one night, and I was like, yo. I just came up with a story. But I put LOL. Like, who's somebody
that's
got
that big new shit, though. It was new.
But I was young, you know. I said the dog bit me in the ass. I had to get stitches. Like of course it was bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Who's laughing about getting stitches?
Right.
Bit in the ass. Nobody.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
And you know, I felt that people knew I was just talking shit.
Yeah.
So when Cat Brandon to me,
what happened?
That was at like a party or something.
What happened?
Yeah.
Like, what really happened though?
Nah, my homegirl Portia was having a party. And the nigga security time is like, yo, Cat want to see you. Cat, we like Cat Williams. So I went to see what Cat wanted. He confronted me about it. Like, look, nigga, my name, all I got, don't play with my name. And I understood because I was like, nah, bro, you know what? I thought everybody knew it was a joke, you know?
Yeah.
And once he asked me, he said, was you just on some bullshit? Or you really was into, like, on some bullshit?
I said, no.
I was just on some bullshit having fun. I said, right, I'm a fan of you and DMX.
I'm keeping it 100. Yeah.
And we laughed about it. We went back upstairs, bought more drinks.
And Kevin, that
nigga,
shit
that nigga had said, the whole floor of the
you
hotel.
You said, he said, come on up to the whole.
You said he had the whole what?
Whole floor of the hotel rented out.
Damn.
And said, everybody come up here.
We just came up.
But then you had said something like right after that, like a week later, a couple weeks later, a couple months later, he had came and pulled up to like an event. Showing love too. That's the part.
It was actually like, it was some years later.
Oh, okay.
But okay.
He pulled up to my salon.
Okay.
Oh, that's hard.
And I was out of town. And it was like, yo, Cat Williams just pulled up to the salon. He's outside. I was like, put him on the phone. And, you know, it's one of the ones. He came in, he's like, look, nigga, I got you. He came in, spent like $3,500. Yeah. Just on some impromptu shit for a pop-up shop.
Just off the strength.
And the nigga drove off into the sunset.
Man.
That's a real nigga, though. Because he like, said, I don't need you to be here to show you in your face that I'm going to do something for you or do something to support you.
Right.
Here, I know this jock shit. He knew it was your shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why he pulled
I'm
up.
Support. Hey, real shit. Atlanta is probably the number one city in the motherfucking country for black
keeping
sport,
that shit
black.
Together, goddammit.
Naptown. Take keeping a motherfucking, take a clue, okay? Because we starting to get there, and hey, I'm going to be 100. Think about this. I'm 32. He's
Trey
30.
Ball. Yep.
We the first black motherfuckers to do an all-black cultural real estate event in the city.
Ever.
That everybody was like, damn, hey, man, what y'all did last week, man, we was just throwing it just, I'm like, what?
See, here's one of the biggest things about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, like, all it takes is you to have the vision, even when nobody else does.
Yeah.
The vision is one thing.
Yeah.
But it's the courage to step out on that vision. That's what it's about. You can see it,
yeah.
But if it's no action, it's no reward.
Most definitely.
So
that's a fact.
I salute y'all because that's what it's about.
That's 100.
You know, just like we sitting in this club right now,
yeah,
doing a podcast.
Right.
While the fucking music going. This shit's packing out. There's beautiful women everywhere.
Yeah.
Niggas is popping bottles.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody's paying attention to what the fuck we doing because they know we're in our own world. We're in a pod right now.
Exactly.
Right?
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going
to
get it,
but
man.
But it takes a certain level of understanding to visualize it first, but then to step out on faith and execute it.
Most
that's
definitely.
That's what this shit about.
God, that's 100, man. And that's what we about, man. And I fuck with Atlanta. You know, you got to... You know what I mean? It's so many different podcasts out there, but one of our biggest ones who we might be, you know, just doing something with potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially. You know what I'm saying? Social Group Podcast. You may know them. Donnie Wiggins.
Social Group.
Donnie and David and shit like that, man. I done went and fucked with them, man, and they just putting that game on, you know what I'm saying, for Atlanta, the city, and just throughout the culture. You know what I mean? They've obviously earned your leisure. You know what I mean? I could keep naming on, going on and on. But y'all, just to switch different gears, bro. Where you at with Diddy right now?
You know, I don't know. I mean,
Where you at with Diddy?
No, let's be speaking honestly.
Yeah.
Cause you know,
what you mean? You don't know? Like y'all just ain't. You know what I mean?
We don't have any issues that I go on. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Why I said I don't know. Cause the world we live in is so different, man.
Yeah.
John, let me ask you this though.
What's up?
If Diddy walk in here right now, y'all gonna say what's up?
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's what y'all own then.
That's 100.
I can't get caught up in what nobody else has said.
For sure, yeah.
The reason I said I don't know
is
because, you know, recently with the whole shit they came
most
out,
definitely.
They was moving at light speed with a clip, a viral clip of me when I spoke on about
the Cassie.
Him and Cassie.
Yeah.
And they was using that to like, as on the forefront of this lawsuit between him and her.
Exactly.
And I was just like, yo, I didn't mean it like.
Yeah.
He made her. It was more like.
It goes back to.
This is just my story.
Same
my
shit with the Cat Williams shit.
Happened.
Same shit.
My story
just moving.
My story was speaking on a mogul having a vision and being able to really influence.
Oh, definitely. So, that's moguls in the making
so
right there.
With everything that he had going on after that, the way that shit kind of avalanche.
Yeah.
That's why I said I don't know. Because he could have took it like, nigga who was against me.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think
y'all haven't had a conversation.
I ain't even had no previous problems.
Yeah. But I don't even have that conversation for that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey,
the last time I said we was cool, we was in the club, we turned up, we had a good time.
That's 100. I want you to definitely have some fun in our city, man. So we ain't gonna hold you up for too long, man.
Right, for sure.
Man, listen, for one thing for sure and two things for certain, man. We appreciate you for showing up.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know you had a lot of fucking weather problems and all that, but we got the job done. We appreciate you. People appreciate you.
People,
I don't know if
folks
got something to say. But hey, Mogul's in the making, is in the motherfucking building.
You already know, goddamn it, man.
Got
special edition.
Building. Real recognized motherfucking real.
Yeah, you already know, man. Jock, we got to tap in with you, big dog.
That's right, you know what I'm saying?
And do that, man.
We're going to be out to ATL this year.
We're going to be out to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We got Doug. Shout out Doug, man. That's our guy. That's our connection.
Hey, matter of fact, my bad.
Shout out Doug, man. Shout out Doug and Blondie. You know what I'm saying?
They clowning down in Atlanta.
Man,
them
are people out there. You know what I'm saying? But they from here.
And he the number one reason why Jock is down here fucking with us. 100%,
man. Let's let that be known, man. We real. We're going to keep that always a buck, man. You know what I'm saying? Doug, man. That's our dude.
Doug, my big bro, for real. Doug done sold me my last 3 properties.
Hey, that's dope.
Dang, man, that's hard, man. How y'all actually get connected, though? You and Doug. You remember?
I think I seen the nigga on Instagram.
For real? Oh,
Instagram,
shit.
Social media, motherfucker, boy.
I might have seen the nigga on Instagram.
Let me think. And you just reached out to him?
Yeah, I might have seen Doug on Instagram. For real? Definitely.
Man, that's hard, man. Well, shit. Again, shit. Jock, we appreciate you coming down in the city. Hey, NBA All-Star Weekend, man, it's in our city. It ain't never happened. I mean, shit, what, 1980-something, man, or something crazy. So,
that's,
you know
what
I'm saying? We're going to do it like
the city.
That.
Nigga, the black people run the city now. Y'all know how we get down.
Man, the culture, man. Shit, we bringing some of that flavor here. You know what I mean? So,
this shit lit tonight, though.
Man, you know what? It's going to be lit all weekend, man. Fuck the snow. We out here.
Fuck that snow.
For real.
Make sure y'all support. Turn up.
Focus
make sure
in
y'all
the making.
Share.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hell yeah. Jock, where can they find you at? You know what I'm saying? What you got going on? What you want people to tap into right now when they see this? You know what I'm saying?
Jock Live. JOCLIVE. Anytime you hear about some real shit going on, just believe in your heart. I got something to do with it.
Damn.
Real one.
That might be a mic drop on that shit. We might need an episode on that shit.
I ain't never said it before.
Just like that.
Man, we out, man. Mogul's in the making. Let's get it.